Will there be any changes to the way wildfires are fought because of this tragedy?
I would think so. And there is an investigation going on right now, and they'll do a very, very thorough investigation from starting when the fire started and until the end. And anytime we've had loss of life on wildland firefighting, there are investigations and there are lots of changes that come out of those investigations. I won't even try to guess what those might be. We're all very hopeful that there's some changes, and I think people recognize that any loss of life at all is too many.
Do you have any reflections of your experience?
It's this one will take a while for all of us that were involved, and luckily we're all there for each other. And so, I just once again for myself, I feel like I've had a lot of support from family and friends and folks that I worked with there, and I hope that the other folks that were there from the other firefighters, there were firefighters there that were there the day the fatalities happened until the fire was 100% contained. I just hope that everybody out there that was part of this incident gets that same kind of support and is able to have time to decompress. And I know it's going to be a long fire season. A lot of the people I worked with are either back on fires right now or soon to be back on fires right now. And the way a lot of people are approaching this is to respect those lost firefighters. They're just going to go out there and get the job done because that's what those guys probably would have wanted them to do.
When you were at the fire camp, were you seeing a lot of familiar faces?
Yeah, I had worked with the team, the incident management team before, so I knew most of them. And then with firefighters, you just, it sounds funny, but sometimes it's hard to tell firefighters apart because they're all wearing the dirty Nomex and often very scruffy and dirty. And so even folks that maybe you know, you're not sure you know, but everybody looks pretty familiar in the wildland firefighting world. We all wear the same kind of clothes. Even I wear the same Nomex that the firefighters wear, though mine is often much cleaner than theirs. But there were a lot of familiar faces, both in the media and in the folks that I saw around camp. And then even the people that do the catering and the shower units, those are folks you see on other incidents too. So it's all one big family, basically.
When you're describing the Nomex, is that like the
The
yellow?
yellow shirt and the green pants, yeah, they're fire resistant, and everybody wears the same gear. And no matter what role you play at the fire, the green pants, everybody wears the green pants, and people have the same, kind of fire boots, and all the safety gear is all the same.
You're all on the same team.
We're all on the same team. It's very obvious too. I'm hoping that people recognize the commitment that people that do the kind of work that wildland firefighters do. It's a commitment that they make. They're leaving their families for weeks at a time, and they're working really hard to protect our natural resources, and sometimes, as in the case of Yarnell, people's homes. So if you ever encounter any of these folks out there, maybe just giving them a shout out and a thank you would be appreciated.